We're back. Hey, Kathy Kaiser here with Matinee Chat. And for all you lovely ladies out there who keep telling me you love that smooth voice of that man that joins me on this quest for fun, I think he's here.
Hi, my name's Anthony, and it's not that smooth.
It's
very tired today, and I hope it sounds at least somewhat smooth, but thank you. I appreciate that. This is volume 3 of the Matinee Chat podcast. Some would call it the return of the chat of the Matinee Chat. No, I'm ruining this joke. There was a Star Wars joke in there, and I ruined it. But
that's all right. We're gonna forgive you this time.
It was intense. You don't even watch Star Wars. Whatever.
I have two.
You've watched like a snippet of like the new trilogy.
I have watched a snippet of the new trilogy. I promised to have it all done, but I'm still missing one.
Yeah, weren't you supposed to do that over the holiday?
I was. Absolutely supposed to get all three in, but maybe there was family time involved.
What, the family doesn't watch Star Wars? What kind of family are you raising that doesn't watch Star Wars, Kathy?
Maybe they've seen it already. They didn't want to sit through it with me.
Don't stop being so late to the game, Kathy.
I know. I'm always late to the game. But don't be spreading that around either. Thank you.
Well, we're headed time with this one, sort of. Pixels, of course, came out this past weekend. Paper Towns and Southpaw. And those are the movies that we'll be covering today.
Yes, those are the movies we are covering today.
Started off with Pixels. What did you think about Pixels?
I actually thought it was really good. I, from the trailer, thought it was going to be another maybe lame-ish movie, which is what Happy Madison Productions has been putting out here lately. I thoroughly enjoyed the film.
I definitely thought it was better when the previews held, but I still feel like I'm not getting what I grew up with. You know, Sandler's Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison were essential parts of my childhood. And it's just not matching it anymore. And not
really?
That I need to mess that character, but even just more lively. He seemed like he was dead inside in some parts.
Oh, I didn't think so. And I love the kind of rapport he was having with Kevin James.
Oh, yeah, they got good rapport. That's always good.
You know, hey, and he got his sexy girlfriend in this one. Michelle Monaghan.
Yeah, she was cute, but I'd still go for some Rob Schneider action. And that didn't happen.
No, a lot of his entourage isn't here, but, you know, Chris Columbus directed it, Adam didn't write it either, so he's just acting this time around.
The
think
graphics
that had
were
something
good.
To do with it?
Possibly, but the graphics were good. I enjoyed that.
Well, and you got to remember, maybe 1982, I was heavily into playing Galaga at the Ritz Theater in downtown Belleville, so, you know, I really enjoyed that. Old time nostalgic feel.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, it was good games. I remember those games. Donkey Kong was a favorite of mine. But yeah, it was a good family movie. I enjoyed it. You know, if I had a family, I would have taken my family to go see it. But I'm a loner and I don't have a family, so someone is going to be
saying
bad things about the movie.
We got to fix that, ladies. He's a loner without a family.
Oh,
really?
Whatever.
Uh huh. Okay. Well, we're working on that. We're working on that.
It was a cute movie. And it's definitely better than what the previews had foretold.
And I really think the PG-13 rating is off. I would suggest family-wise, any kids 8 and up will thoroughly enjoy this film.
Yeah, I think PG-13 allows one curse word, and I don't even remember there being one.
I don't remember either. I'm thinking it may be
maybe it was
some
all the video game
the,
death. Maybe
yeah,
that's what it was.
Yeah, probably.
Characters dying.
Well, and, you know, maybe they killed a couple people. Spoiler alert, but, you know, maybe that was...
That's a rough spoiler to lay down.
Hey, sorry. Trying to tell a story.
Well, if you wanted to rate Pixels, what would you rate it at?
I gave it 4 out of 5.
A whole 4?
I really enjoyed it.
Wow. I thought it would be a 3.
And I really didn't
you.
Think Adam was so lame like you did, so.
I just, I like his awkward sounds and his drunken penguins that don't exist. I miss that Adam. I feel like I lost Adam.
Maybe
but again,
he's outgrown that Adam. Do you think we're
it's
there?
It's possible that it happened. I think it has more to do with Chris leaving than it does with him growing up. But you know, things happen. If I were to rate the movie, I would give it probably a 3 to 3.5, maybe a 3.25.
Oh, now we're getting technical
there.
Mm-hmm.
It's somewhere in between there. I laughed. I enjoyed the movie in terms of the concept. I thought it was executed well. Like I said, I just wish I had more from Sandler nowadays than what is being provided to me.
Well, we're not going to agree on this one. First time on Matinee Chat. We're not agreeing, man. Sorry.
We're not going to agree, and I will take you to the bowels for this. That's where they go, right? The bowels? I don't know where it is. The bellows. Maybe it's the
gallows.
There you
go. The gallows, I think. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Take you to the gallows then.
All right.
Right. So if you want to check out the full review on the website, of course, madnightchat.com. On to the second movie we saw, which was a cute one, Paper Towns.
Aww. And we actually saw that one together, too.
Yes, we did.
We had a full week of movies last week.
It was a full week.
We were starting all kinds of rumors around town.
Were we?
We were.
That I like hot dogs and...
And buttered popcorn, man. Seriously?
With white cheddar sprinkles on it. I'm going to gain weight from doing this show, and it's not going to be good.
And I don't even like white cheddar sprinkles, but I ate it anyway.
You don't even like white cheddar?
No.
Does it seem like cannibal? No.
No.
Wasn't sure.
Absolutely not. Anyway, back to the movie at hand, Paper Towns.
Papel Pueblos.
Really?
Sorry. Yeah, my bad. What is Paper Towns in Spanish? But that's not how we would say it, though. It'd be like Towns of Paper. Anyways.
Oh, now he's throwing the bilingual stuff out there to show me up.
Oh, shush. But it was a cute movie. I thought it was cute. I thought the acting was good. I didn't really enjoy the story, but it's all because I'm a loner and I'm not, you know, the whole relationship thing or whatever. But it was cute. It was a love story. You know, people do ridiculous things for love. Occasionally travel halfway across the United States. Things like that. You know, I just, the whole implications of, you know, global warming, I think were not addressed in his efforts for love that he was, you know, may or may not receive.
It's
just sending the wrong message. You know, we should be eco-friendly first and then love the neighbor.
Oh, brother. Anyway, let's go give him a little bit more background on this story, shall we?
Fine.
All right, fine. Yeah, if you love The Fault in Our Stars, Nat Wolff, who played a character in that movie, is the lead. I'm going to let you say Kara's last name.
I wasn't even going to try this time.
Delavanay, I believe.
Delavanay, I thought it was Delavanine.
There you go. Anyway, model, gorgeous, playing a semi, you know, different type of character. Woman went on a mission all the time.
She's the Ally Sheedy of the movie for sure.
Absolutely. And, you know, fall in love when they're little. And, of course, she outgrows him and he's still madly in love with her. And then she comes back because, of course, you know, boyfriend messes around. Oh, spoiler. You know, what
just
are you
going
to do?
Movie, Kathy.
No,
just
I'm
tell
not
them the whole
tell
movie.
The whole movie.
Just tell them the
just
whole movie
pro-
and ruin the podcast.
I just had to explain a little bit more than you were explaining. You were going straight
to... Well,
because
you want them to see the movie. It's just, you know, I just wish the story was better. You know, we do things for love. Again, the eco implications of his love were not addressed, and I think that's the true issue
for me
in the movie.
He drove 1,200 miles.
1,200 miles, and then he came back 1,200, too. That's 2,400 miles. It's not a one-way trip. It was a round-trip effort with him.
All right, but that's how much he loved her.
Loved him enough to have a credit card or something in his pocket to be able to pay for that bus ticket home.
Oh, once again, who's ruining the story now?
I just don't understand how he's... parents aren't around.
I was going to say, and that's why I ended up giving it the rating that I gave it, because I am so tired of the absentee parents. Seriously.
And what was that rating? Was it a 3 or 3.5?
It was a 3.
A threesive.
I gave Paper Towns a 3 for a few reasons. The biggest one being absentee parents. Every coming of age movie in the last decade has no parents around.
That being said... Jim Levinson was always around was it Jim Levinson? Was his name? Anyways, the dad in American Pie. He was always there for him.
Yes.
So I guess it has been a decade since then, hasn't it?
I think it has. I'm not the only old one on this podcast. You just gave that away.
It's also sad to say that that's a coming of age story for my generation. It says a lot about my generation, by the way.
You know, but you already threw out the coming of age from my generation. Talk about Ally Sheedy. Let's throw in a little, you know, Judd Hirsch and all that fun.
Oh, I just like to put Captain Crunch on all my sandwiches. That's all.
Really?
No, joke.
Okay. All right. Back to Paper Towns. So I gave my rating. What are you going to say?
I'll agree with the 3. I thought the acting was good. The story flowed well. It was a cute story. Had I been more in love... in life, maybe I would feel, you know, more lovely about it, but I thought the story was I just didn't like some of the decisions he made. It's a cute story. It flowed all together well. It A plus B equals C just fine. I just wish he would have thought of the eco-friendly situations he was in.
Okay.
He didn't drive there with a Prius, is all I'm saying. Okay, he could have driven there in a Prius.
How could you take a Prius and take every one of his entourage with him? Seriously?
They can be compacted.
Oh, okay.
Clowns can do it, they can do it.
Okay, whatever you say.
And besides, kids these days are tiny. I will say that I think it does reflect something that's true in society, because I keep reading this little note or statistic that keeps popping up, that the majority of kids in this upcoming generation, even though they're still kind of considered millennials, majority of high school students in these recent couple classes are less into drugs, alcohol, and early sex.
That's good, right?
So, no, it is a good thing. I'm happy for them. As
good positive role models of us parents.
Me in high school would have been like lame, but you know, me now is like, oh, that's cool. That's good. But I think the movie did reflect that pretty well, because there was no illicit drug use. And it wasn't the whole, well, I guess there was a party scene, but it wasn't too serious. This was usual.
Right.
Nothing we haven't seen before.
Well, and bottom line is, maybe you or I didn't think it was that phenomenal of a film, but I'm sure that there's a lot of teenage youngsters out there that are going to love it.
Well, you know me. Well, no, actually, it's a bad joke. Never mind. I have no idea what teenage youngsters like. So
he's only going to let me go get by with that, because, you know, I have a teenager still at home. So.
There you go. So you would know better than me. I have no idea what teenage youngsters
like. Yeah, she was very angry with me that you got to go to the movie with me, and she did not.
She could have came. I thought we're like a team now. Can't we bring guests?
We can.
Bring a party. We should have a listener.
We should have brought her along. Maybe she was not even home, seriously. But I still got fed. You know what? Because I didn't take her to see the film, but she's already seen it. No worries.
All right. Oh, well, mine was a 3. Yours was a 3.
Yes.
And you catch the full review, of course, on the website, matineechat.com. But the acting was good. Don't let me take that away from them. Southpaw, the third and final movie of the podcast.
I've been waiting for this.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
You're never going to be able to say that name as sexy as I do. Seriously?
No, not at all, because I like to call him Donnie Darko. Donnie Darko.
But, he's way beyond Donnie now. Seriously?
Man, it's part of my... that was my coming of age movie, Donnie Darko. Things were coming out of my chest, and people were getting hit in rabbit costumes.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting.
Once again, ladies, sharing all those things that are going to attract you his way. I'm telling you what.
Things are going to bite me in the butt when I run for president. So what'd you think about the movie?
Oh, I thought it was fantastic. Can I use that word? Fantastic, phenomenal, fabulous, and not just his 12-pack.
Ooh.
He is very fantastic in this movie.
Your joke got me so elated. I can't believe Jake Gyllenhaal had a fantastic 12-pack. A whole 12-pack, too. Not even like a sixer. He had a full...
No, he has been working his you-know-what off. He brought the full party to this one.
Wow.
Of course, boxing movie. Rachel McAdams plays his wife. Has an adorable little girl played by Una Lawrence. And a manager along the way played by 50 Cent, who is a... POS, can I say that? Yeah, huh?
Well, he filed for bankruptcy. Maybe he's just having a downtime in his life.
Well, that shouldn't be reflected in the work he's doing. Seriously? No, he just plays a very not nice man, and maybe he blows in whichever way the money's coming. So he shouldn't be bankrupt. Seriously?
That's what I said, especially with this movie coming out, but somehow he filed for bankruptcy.
Well.
America.
There you go. What are we going to do, right?
It looked pretty good in the previews. I unfortunately did not get a chance to go see it when you got to go see it, but look at the previews. Look forward to seeing it.
Good. Very good. Very good.
You draw me in pretty well. Plus, wasn't the story that Eminem was actually intended to get this part? And
he
then
was,
Jake Gyllenhaal...
but he is still technically in the film with his music, which is very good.
Was this Detroit based? Are they in Detroit for this?
I don't think.
Wasn't sure.
No. I mean, of course, you know, the movie starts, we're in Las Vegas. We're fighting, man. It's boxing. And of course, there's got to be a youngster coming up that wants to take him out, that keeps antagonizing him all along the way.
Of course there is.
Of course.
Why not? There's got to be some sort of antagonist, or else the story's not going to get good.
Yeah, that's it. Miguel Magic Escobar.
Miguel Magic.
That's right.
That's cool. Did he work his magic, or did Jake Gyllenhaal? What was Jake Gyllenhaal's name?
Well, I can't tell you that. Well, that's okay, going to be the biggest spoiler
of all. Tell me what Jake Gyllenhaal's name was, though. Was he like the Dominator?
No, he was Billy Hope.
Oh, Billy Hope?
Billy Hope.
That sounds so lame. But I guess when you have a 12-pack, it's pretty,
that's right. You don't
ruthless.
Have to worry about it. Maybe, you know, his, you know, the sad part for me in the movie is Rachel McAdams isn't in it that long.
Why not?
Maybe there's a tragic incident that happens. And
does she take a job in Vegas or something else? I mean,
she's a showgirl, yeah. She leaves Billy to be a showgirl. No. If she's no longer in the film, what do you think happens?
I don't know. Spoiler. I'm not trying to give everything away. Jeez.
Anyway, and then he goes totally off the rails. You know, he can't keep it together for his daughter or for himself. And yeah, very tragic. Very tragic story.
What would you rate the movie?
Oh, I give this one 5 out of 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The full explosion. We have to find a sound effect for that. When you like drop a 5 on us like that, drop the 5 bomb.
Boom. Exactly.
5.
And that's the first one for our podcast. 5 out of 5. Wow. He did, like I said, he is absolutely incredible in this film. I even said, maybe he's going to TKO De Niro and Stallone.
Well, I think the verdict's still out. I think Maggie's still a better Gyllenhaal actor, but acting
really?
Person.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of like, well, Jacob Dylan's definitely the best Dylan. What do you want me to say? No, he seemed like he put a lot of effort for this movie, and it looks really, really good. And I will take you up on your recommendations.
My review. Okay, good.
And your review.
I told everyone it's the must-see
the
of the weekend.
The Big Cinco. Wow. First
That's
time
right.
ever.
That's right. Lonely First time way. On the podcast, and Jake got it.
Jakey Jake. Of course, catch the full review on the website, matineechat.com. You can also reach us on Facebook and Twitter at matineechat. Just search us and you'll find us. And next week, I think we're doing vacation.
Yeah.
And then do you know what else we have going on?
Oh, you know what? I think, I believe Mission Impossible is going to
drop. Oh, yeah, Mission Impossible.
I know we're seeing that. Next week.
All right, cool.
So
should be we'll fun.
Lead everybody in for what you know. I mean, summer's here. We're all having a really good time. How many movies can you see in a week?
Scientology. 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 He said, I saw some report that Mr. Cruz said he would not do Top Gun 2 if it had CGI. So he'll only agree to do it if it was a CGI-free movie. So that means
that's because
actual.
Do you know why?
Fighter jets.
He does his own stunts. That's why he wants no CGI. The
that's
man
right.
does most of his own stunts. Now I'm sorry. That makes me kind of The heart's going pitter pat
okay,
over that
fangirl.
Whole thing.
You can fangirl if you want.
So hey, Tom's up for a new movie. We got to go see what it's all about.
I really hope that it's called Risky Cocktails too.
No.
I really hope it's what it's called.
No. How about Rogue Nation?
Rogue Nation? No? Okay, fine. I think Risky Cocktails 2 is a lot better.
Once again, you need to send all this stuff into the studios. You know?
Yeah, right. They'll definitely fly on that one.
That's right. That's right.
So all look right. forward to that vacation and Rogue Nation, which isn't some of the guy from Shaun of the Dead in that? From the Fuzz, Hot Fuzz? The redhead English guy? No, I'm not sure. Whatever, I think he's in it. It should be pretty funny as well. All right, cool. We'll look forward to that, and we'll see you guys next time.
All right. Have a great weekend. Take care.
Ciao.